Always a pleasure to have your company wherever you might be listening, whichever state you're in. That number is the same, 1-300-736-736, and we're heading back to your calls in about 15 minutes' time. Terry Wallace to have a chat about all things footy as well. Looking forward to talking to Plough. But it's a great pleasure to have a chat to Scott McLaughlin, reigning Supercars champion from Shell V-Power Racing, and he joins me on the line with some excitement that they're going to be racing big time in Darwin, the next couple of races in Darwin and then a couple in Townsville. Welcome to you, Scott. Great to have you on. Firstly, thanks for coming back.
Thanks, Dwayne. Yeah, appreciate it. How are you going?
I'm going pretty damn well, to be honest, because I've got footy to watch and footy to broadcast, and I presume you're in the same boat. You're pretty excited about getting behind the wheel again after what's been a long road to get back behind the wheel.
Yeah, look, it's been a up and down road for all sports, but yeah, absolutely stoked to be sort of back up here, and even in Darwin was a little bit of a blip in the radar with we were meant to race last week, and unfortunately, just due to a couple of the hot spots in Queensland, we weren't able to, so just been postponed a week, but now we've got 4 weeks basically ahead of us of just racing, so 4 weeks in a row we'll be racing two in Darwin, two in Townsville, and yeah, really excited for it.
Does that make it tougher, going back-to-back-to-back with so many races in a row? Does it make you more protective of the car? What does it do to your mindset?
Mindset-wise, it's tough out of the car. You know the consequences if something does happen. You know you ain't got much time to fix it or whatever. But when you're in the car, you've got split seconds to sort of make your decision. And sometimes it's just more instinct than anything. So the way that I drive, it won't change the way I attack the corner or attack other drivers or whatever. It's just probably the consequences are a lot greater. But it is what it is. That's why we're race drivers. And we enjoy the thrill of it.
And the pressure that has come with getting your car ready in the last couple of weeks to this point, how difficult has it been to get through to the point that you can actually race? Because every sport's got its own logistics problems, and V8 supercar racing has quite a few more than some other sports.
Yeah, I think for us as a sport, especially Queensland teams, hasn't been too bad, but for the Victorians, it's been really difficult. They've basically been away from home for about 6 weeks now. They basically packed up and left just before it got pretty crazy down there, and they've basically relocated to Queensland, and it's difficult for families and friends and everyone down there, and including people that work in the sport. But I think all the Queensland teams have done their bit to try and help. I know that for sure, that we've had Victorian teams in our workshop using our facilities just to get their cars prepped a little bit, just be it with little bits and pieces of tools that they didn't have. And it's really important that we understand that we need a race to keep our show on the road. We need to, for our sponsors and everyone to make it all viable, we need a race. And I think everyone's just got behind each other to make sure everyone gets to the track on time and ready to go.
We've talked a lot about NBA players and AFL players sort of needing the crowd, but they feed off the crowd in some respects. How distant are you from the crowd, or how exciting is it going to be to have 4,500 at the track for these races in Darwin?
Yeah, look, it's certainly been something different. I've never really raced in front of a non-crowd before until a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, it's very, very different. And when you get out of the car, you sort of just have your trophy in front of you and you go, oh yeah, that was a good race, mate. And you sort of walk off and go away. Where normally you have a bit of interaction with the fans, and that's our one time when you have a good result. You get out of the car, you wave to them or whatever, and compared to footy where you see them all the time. But yeah, look, it's different. It's going to be very cool to have everyone back, be it a little crowd, but that's better than nothing. And yeah, really excited to have everyone there. Unfortunately, probably no autograph sessions and all that sort of stuff, but at least we'll be able to see some people on the side of the road for sure.
And I presume the same in Townsville. So you've got back-to-back races in Darwin, then back-to-back races in Townsville. Are they going to allow similar numbers there, do you know? Or is that still a watch this space?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, Dwayne. I think, I believe that I wouldn't be surprised that they would allow people. But at the same time, you just never know what's going to happen. It's just one of those deals.
Yeah, because it's through the streets of Townsville, so you'd have to make it a ghost town. That would be a little weird, through the ghost town of Townsville.
Well, it's ironic too. It's a ghost town, Townsville, and we've got two races in a row on a street track. So we're basically shutting down Townsville, but we're we've got hardly any fans. So it's very weird, and that's a track that really generates over 100,000 to 150,000 people a year. So it's going to be very weird.
And I noticed that you're still scheduled for Sandown in September, so there is still hope that there's light at the end of the tunnel to get back to Victoria and race before too long.
Yeah, I think the CEO come out during the week. It's going to be difficult. For me, as an individual, I can't imagine us going down there. At least we've got the date there scheduled, and if anything does change, we've got other tracks that we can use. But I miss Victoria. I used to live in Melbourne. I love Victoria, and it's I haven't been there since the Grand Prix in March. So it's quite sad.
Now, the two Darwin races, are they exactly the slight change in the rules or the timings and the laps for each one, or are they going to be exactly the same?
No, so it'll be about the same format, just different tyre compounds will be used. So basically this first round of Darwin will be using a hard and a soft tyre, where the second round will just be soft tyres. So this is the year that we've earmarked as a category to make some changes. I think they're doing a really good job and focusing on that for sure.
And how were you? You said you'll attack the racing itself exactly the same. What does the tyre do to you guys in terms of who that brings back into the reckoning, or does it change who you think are the teams to beat depending on your tyre changes, and who right now are the teams that you got to beat? Who's up the top end of the ladder that you're going to keep an eye on?
Yeah, I think you're always going to look at your normal culprits, the sort of 888, Red Bull guys, the other Ford team and Sixth Racing. They're really strong, but this format's really brought a limited number of tyres, so people save their tyres for later races to, get some good, like a glory race in some ways.
Yep.
It's a lot more of a wild card now, which is good for the fans, good for the sport, new winners and new people on the podium. For me, as a driver that's gone really well the last couple of years, obviously I don't like it because it's sort of taken away my advantage, but it's one of those deals where you just got to make do with what you got, and I think we've done a really good job of that the last couple of weeks, so hopefully we can continue the trend.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to get you on, and let's hope you have a great couple of weekends in Darwin. Thanks for your time, Scott. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it.
Hey, before I let you go, Scott.
Yeah.
Your philosophy and your focus has been something that's been centred on a bit in recent years. You've talked a lot about it. Can I ask you how that blends in with the COVID situation and your own want to keep doing your job as a sportsman? How have you coped with that blend? Because a lot of people are doing it now, the blend between going to work but the things that they're worrying about outside of work.
Yeah, I think if there's any a time where I needed to understand and be focused on what I need to do is now. There's so many different variables and stuff going on, and I've enjoyed it. I think I've enjoyed talking to other people about it, because now I sort of, even though I was in a completely different space, I was more of in a sporting side trying to get my focus. I think it's still it's comprehensible in the real world, and I think the biggest word for me right now is acceptance. It is what it is. It's just, you just got to accept what's going on and focus. Yeah, there's going to be an end to all this eventually, hopefully. And you just got to make do of what you do the best with what you got now. And it's a tough thing, but especially for you Victorians, and it's very tough for everyone down there. But the biggest word that I've used is acceptance, and I'm just trying to push that on to not only myself, but also my team and my family. And my family's in New Zealand, and I haven't seen my mum and dad since my wedding in December, so it's been pretty hard. But it's what it is, and we've got to accept it.
Great to have you, Scott. Really appreciate you joining us, Scott McLaughlin, reigning supercar champion from Shell V Power Racing. Your calls and a few of your texts after the break. 1-300-736-736 on the open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia. You can still buy over the phone or online at Werribee Kia. And if you want to send through a text, 0433 98 11 16. We'll take your calls and your texts after the break. And Terry Wallace to join us after two.